You worked as a registered nurse in a place called Goyi Village.
Yes, I was there 1 year.
Back then, it was a whole complex, the Goyi Mission and Marcoma Bible Academy.
It was part of the Billy Graham family.
I think it was at Billy Graham's uncle.
Well, Billy Graham came to preach one of their funerals, and the Graham house is there, just on the other side of Goyi Village. And Marcoma School was there.
So Billy Graham's uncle, I don't know what his name was, do you?
No. Tom Graham was a dentist, and they were family of Grahams.
So these were Billy's aunts, uncles, or something, and he had these families here. And then he came and spoke at the funeral of his uncle.
It's somebody. I don't know all about that.
Were you there?
No. My mother's doctor told me that what we were doing wasn't working anymore. We'd have to change, and he wanted to go to Goyi Village because it was the best med center around. That is where she went, and at that time they took private pay patients. She was there 6 years.
Who was that?
My mother. I worked there the year before, but after Mother was a patient there, I didn't. I go there now to play bridge, become residents.
Do you remember the fear of communism in the 50s?
Well, I didn't take it too seriously. Recently, the last week, a friend lent me a book called Legacy of Ashes. That's about the CIA and how poorly they had done with everything. My personal view is that politics is a little bit difficult, and Native American politics is more difficult than that. I don't feel a bit knowledgeable about that.
The Korean War was between 1950 and 53. How did that affect your families?
Well, they told some of our husbands that they were going to have to come back in, and they didn't want to go back in, but they didn't go back in.
Because they'd already served in World War II.
Mm-hmm. Those that were a little younger went, and they feel like they were in a forgotten war.
When you were a nurse here then in Tahlequah, what church did you attend?
When I first came, I went to the Methodist with my mother-in-law, but then we started the Episcopal Church. I'm an Episcopalian.
So did you get involved in the church?
I got involved in the church, yes. The rector from Grace Church, Muskogee, came over here to this room and said, call some people in, and so we began.
You began a church right here in this room?
We had a first meeting here.
President Kennedy assassinated November 22nd, 1963. You're 41. What do you remember about that day?
It was just appalling. My husband called me. I couldn't believe it.
And the nation was in mourning for a long time.
My husband was the greatest admirer of John Kennedy. He went to Oklahoma City because Kennedy was going to be there. They thought he was part of the cavalcade, so they just waved him in, too, and he said it was one of the highlights of his life.
What did he do? Just walked along with
them? No, he drove. He had a new green Cadillac with fins on the back, and they thought he was part of
Oh.
One of his favorite things was that. None of the scandals had developed yet.
Scandals about Kennedy?
Mm-hmm. He just continued to think that he was special and flawless. It's become popular now to look for anyone's prominence, see what flaws they might have, you know.
Yes.
Washington had flaws and Jefferson had flaws. I don't think Teddy Roosevelt had so many flaws.
You're pointing out that we're all human, is what you're saying.
Depends on where you want your emphasis, I think. You'd call me and ask me about Mr. Borglum's bad temper. I said, we've never complained of at our house. Radio or public television, somebody called. Fishing around, you know. How was his disposition? Nobody ever complained about him at our house.
Did he have?
I think he had an artistic temper, no doubt.
Yeah.
He wanted it to be as perfect as he could make it.
Did he ever get mad at your father?
No. They had the greatest respect for each other.